the best thing about this is you learn the Shulchan Aruch. You learn, go back to the source. We have here the Mechaber and the Ramah, and we have here a synopsis. I believe it's actual quotation mila b'mila of exactly what it says in the Shach V'Taz. He cuts out the Shach V'Tarya. This is not the complete Shach V'Taz. Okay, the Shach V'Taz, some of them are very lengthy, very, very, very. He cuts to the chase. He just gives you the bottom line of the Shach V'Taz, and on the bottom, now on the first page, he has a lot of notes. The later pages, there are very few notes. It's just Shach and Taz. And I guess for the Hagama, he gives us some of his own, the Mechaber by Pinchas Kornfeld, he gives us some notes relating to whatever is mentioned above in the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Shach and Taz. Let's see. First to the first Mechaber. First Mechaber says, Kosov B'Torah, it says in the Torah, Le'savashel G'libachalevi Moi Gimel Pom. The Mechaber says, it says in the Torah, you may not cook with a Gidi, B'Chalevi Moi, three times. Question, why did the Torah need to repeat the halacha three times? So the Gemara says, and the Mechaber is quoting, Echad le'isser bishul, you're not even allowed to cook, turning on the flame on a pot which has within it, basa b'cholav is an isser de'araisa. Number two, v'echad le'isser achila, if you did not cook it, someone else cooked it, or even if you did cook it, if a person eats the ischai of malkos for eating basa b'cholav. No. Number three, v'echad le'isser hana, you're not allowed to have stock in Burger King and McDonald's. It's not necessarily true because... That's tzli.
Okay, we're gonna,
very good, it's tray for meat. Very good, it's tray for meat. Okay, you're right. Another reason why. We'll cover that in a moment. But you're not allowed if you have the real boss. Okay, we're going to come to it. Even if it's not so simple, even having hana from something which is basa behemoth, that's really the Shach and Taz. We're going to come to all that in a few moments. But basically, let's say, without question, you have in your possession the real basa b'cholav, you are not allowed to derive any benefits. Very rare halacha. There aren't too many halachas that apply b'zman hazeh where you can't really have hana. Avodah Zarah, Yayinesach is an outgrowth of that. But Basa B'cholav is something which is more common. You're not allowed to have any hana. What? Chametz B'Pesach. You're not allowed to derive any hana. Kalayim, also you're not allowed to have any hana. Let's see. V'echelis or hana? No, we're talking about the best badats. All the hecherim, cholav yisrael milk with beis yosef glatt meat has been cooked together. You can't get better than that, right? You can't get better than beis yosef glatt with cholav yisrael. It's cooked together. It is osur b'hana. You're not allowed to derive any benefit. You're not allowed to sell it to a guy and receive money.
Worth it in treif.
Yes, basar b'cholav is worse than treif in many respects. That is correct. And we'll see. Chanan, the main chiddush is chaticha naseis nevela. That's we'll come to that concept soon. Yes, basar b'cholav is worse than non kosher meat. Yes, and here there are three averos, three sins. Cooking it itself is an avera. There's no prohibition to cook non kosher meat. If you have non kosher meat, you cook it in the pot. They have not done anything wrong. If you're working in a restaurant, you're working somewhere, there's nothing wrong. But cooking basa b'cholav is an iser d'oraisa. Eating basa b'cholav is an iser d'oraisa. And deriving benefit from basa b'cholav is an iser d'oraisa. And here we're dealing here with basa b'cholav that is kosher meat and kosher milk. If the milk is not kosher or the meat is not kosher, that is a different discussion which we'll come to soon. That's going to be the next halacha.
Only if it was cooked together.
Yeah. If you have a sandwich, a piece of meat with a piece of cheese, and you have a sandwich, that is not an iser de oiraisa of basar b'chala.
Make a pizza with sausage.
Okay, we'll come to these. Let's say even in Burger King. Anyone ever go into a Burger King or McDonald's? Okay. That is also not necessarily basar b'cholav because there it's tzli. They roast it. They put the cheese on the meat, and they put over an open fire, and it's roasted together. So even that is not necessary.
It's not real cheese.
It's not real cheese. It's not kosher meat. Okay, well, that's not so simple. That's a discussion also on the bottom. We'll discuss that in the note. If tzli has the same status as bishul. Okay, let's go slow. Let's go to the next part of the halacha. Loimar. Let's viachad l'sahana and lechad l'sahana. And notice he quotes with the psukim. It's in Shemos. Twice in Shemos and once in Devarim. Now the Torah here expressed the prohibition of eating with the word bishul. Nowhere did the Torah say you're not allowed to eat. It said you're not allowed to cook. The repetition forces us to interpret the word bishul as a reference to eating. Loimar she'ein yosam in haTorah ela derech bishul. It's only usher to eat only if it has been cooked. Cooking means you put it in a pot through the medium of water. Water must be added in order to
liquid.
Well,
we're talking here liquid.
Okay, we'll see. We're going to see on the bottom. He has
it
goes on everything. You're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to have hana. Avul midrabanan also b'cholinim. We all know that you're not allowed to eat meat, basar, b'cholof together under any condition. And we all know the chumras. We wait 6 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour, depending on your minuk. But under any condition, midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat basar b'cholof together. But b'natara, the prohibition is only if you cook basar b'cholof together. Now, in the parentheses, the Ramah says, "Kol basar b'cholof shein osim b'natara muta b'hana." And that's a loaded statement, which is the subject of a shach and a taz. If it's not osir min hatorah, kol bas b'cholov she'in osir min hatorah, let's say you do not fulfill all the conditions, so it says it's mutar b'hana. And that can be a leniency for a person to have a business where he has products that are basar b'cholov, and he sells products provided that the basar b'cholov is not osir min hatorah. Okay, so therefore there are certain products. What? What?
Chicken.
Okay, chicken, right. Chicken is, we'll come to that. Chicken is okay. So we'll see this. Who says this? The tour says this. We'll see that. It's coming that soon. Okay, let's see over here right away. Let's take a look at the shach. Okay, there's no... Same hanah. It's if it's same prohibition. Even if a Jew did not cook the basar b'cholov, the goy cooked the basar, you're still not allowed to derive benefit. Let's see the shach. The shach says she'ein osam min haTorah el. It's on the second page. She'ein osam min haTorah. I mean the first page, but on the left side. She'ein osam min haTorah el derech bishul. Kid'isa b'gemara amalei revel derech bishul asher tari. The shach says it's the sefer shegemara. Avlo al yidei kavush umelicha she'ein derech bishul. Two exceptions. Pickling. If a person takes meat and cheese or meat and milk and you let the meat soak in the milk for 24 hours, that's called kibush, that's called pickling. Okay, pickling normally means something with brine, something that's very, very strong, but any type of soaking technically is called kibush. The meat is not osur min hatoira. It's only osur midraban, even though the meat is taste, has it's kavush is kimavushal, kavush kimavushal, but not with regard to the halacha of deraisa of basar b'cholof. Even though it tastes, when a person will eat this piece of meat, it will taste with better, more equivalent to having cooked it with milk. It does not matter if the way you have got the meat to absorb the flavor of milk is through soaking. Pickling, it's not an Issa deraisa. Furthermore, malicha, salting. If you go and you impart the taste of milk into the meat through salting, it is not osur min hatoira. And the nafkamina is, you're allowed to derive benefit. There's no isur hano, at least according to the Ramah. Next, kol bas b'chol of shem mumud, that's not osur min hatoira, it's the Ramah, is muta b'hano, the shach says, kim kosaf b'isur v'heter, who says this? This is what it says in the safe isur v'heter, klal da'alamet, v'dinei. And this one, even though this is only said by the Ramah, the shach says, the mechaber, the author of the Shulchan Aruch also says the same thing. And the Ra'ah b'sefer hachinuch, another sefer. The Harambam peretes milchus machalos asuras din dalid. The Basar now, the Lamai nafkamina, he gives nafkamina, as Rabbi Nechemya said, the besar oif b'cholof, poultry, poultry is not basar min ha-toyra. Min ha-toyra, if a person has chicken with milk, he cooked chicken and milk min ha-toyra, that's not basar b'cholav. It's only asar midirabanan. Therefore, the basar oif b'cholav she'ein asar b'achila ki midirabanan, mimela mutar b'hano af midirabanan. Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's the name of the store, right? Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So therefore, you're allowed to be a franchise owner. Can you buy a franchise of Kentucky Fried Chicken? Well, yeah. Because, at least not so fast.
They cook it in milk, you know?
What? Even if they do cook it in milk, even if they were.
That meat in the stores too.
What?
That's a different question. Yeah.
That's a different question. But let's say Kentucky Fried Chicken. They specialize in chicken. That's their thing. Right, Kentucky Fried Chicken, they specialize in chicken. Let's say they had, the chicken doesn't have shechita. That's not an issue, doesn't make a difference. But if they cook, let's say part of their secret formula is to add some milk into the chicken when they prepare it, so l'chayr, it's basa b'chalav.
Why do you say it's no difference if it's not geshefted?
Because it's the min basa. I don't think you say ain't a chal lisser. I don't know. Maybe we'll come to it. I don't know the answer. Maybe we'll come to it. We'll see. I don't know. Pashas, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, they bought it from Empire. That's it.
They got a good deal from Empire. Right. So even though it is kimi rabban el mutar b'hanof and rabban, so therefore if you have bird meat that has been cooked in milk, it's only aser midir rabbanon.
Clear something up. I'm sorry. What we're talking about is only kosher meats.
Yeah, so far only kosher, correct.
Right.
Only kosher, like a certain type of meat. Okay, right.
Let's assume that it's, assuming that it has to be kosher.
Okay, let's now assume even if it's kosher. Kosher
meat,
poultry that's been slaughtered, kedasu chedin, and now has been cooked in milk, it is only also midrabanan to eat, even to cook, and therefore you are allowed to have hanah. This is what the Ramah says, this is what the Rambam says, this is what the Mechaber also says later on. So here the Shach is telling us that don't get so carried away here, not so quick. The Bach disagrees. Shehavin bidas haRambam. The Bach has a different understanding in the Rambam. The Bisar oif b'cholav. When the Rambam said, when talking about Bisar b'cholav, aser behano midirabanan. So calves, that was called calf. Kentucky Fried Chicken. If you have, it's not exactly clear. There's no shechita. But let's say you have a good shechita. Doesn't matter. Aser behano midirabanan. Kamoish aser beachil midirabanan. It's aser behano. And who supports the Bach? When Kosev Mordechai v'Hagos Hashri. B'soif avod the zimzach himself. Avod the zor simul lama lama. The alidei kibush or alidei melicha mutar behano. Now ein ochinami. When it comes to kibush, pickling, or melicha, then I agree, mutar b'hano, kevon she'eino aser min ha-Torah. V'chein katz mechab l'chamon simen tzadi aleph. But when it comes to everything else, u'deloi kem ha-shal perikol ha-basa simen simen kuf she'cholik al-zev v'sev v'shas b'hano. He quotes a bigger chumra that some hold that even, the mashal says, even kibush, even pickling and salting, you're not allowed to derive hana. Okay.
I'm not saying it's yiraisa.
Definitely not the right. It's still a derabbanan, right? It's still a derabbanan, but it's basically everything is a machlokes. That's always the bottom line. The bottom line is everything is a machlokes. Basically, over here, the pashtus is that besar oif, if it's only also midrabbanan, it is mutar behana. This is the consensus of the majority of the poiskim. There are a minority of poiskim that say when it comes to bird meat and milk, then maybe you should be machmer. And there's a very small minority that say that even when it comes to pickling and salting, you should be machmer. But the derech klal, the consensus is to be lenient in regard to poultry and the milk. It's mutar behana. Okay, now
meat in a milking pot.
Meat, that's another issue. That's taruvis. That's a whole new section of Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we'll get to that at some point in time. Let's go slow. There's so much information. Information overload. Yes. What? I'm sorry, can you hear? Chayos. Chayos, same thing. Doesn't make a difference. Chayos, he talks about that. When it says Gidi, it's Lav Dafka. Look at the next halacha. I look at the halacha base. We're going to come to that as well. Gedi, look at Lacha Beis. Lav Dafdu Adin Shar Sev Eiz V'Loishna B'Chilavim V'Loishna B'Chilacheres. No, Kubi Chaya is different. I don't remember. There's so much information. We'll come to it. B'Lin Yedi will come to it. Okay, now let's try to go very quick. I don't want to dwell on these things, but just there's some things on Yisoides. It's a little bit verbose. Let's just run through, try to go very quickly through the notes. Most of the pages, there are not too many notes. The first page of this Sefer, he has a lot of notes. The first couple of notes, he just tells us all the various sources, run through all the various sources in the Gemara Shas, where we derive the prohibition of Basar B'Cholov. So here it says Aleph. Okay, on the bottom, what? On the very, very bottom, if you could figure out what that means, very good. Obviously, my computer does, it's Hebrew. So this is something from the Eitz HaChochma. If you see every so often, there are these funny little boxes. These funny little boxes are from the Eitz HaChochma. This everything that I took this off the Eitz HaChochma, and they have their own notations, whatever those things are. Okay, let's go through very quickly. Okay, Le Sivash, I'm reading the note on the first page, where it says, it's four lines down in the little letters. Le Sivashel v'chulu echel israchila isa b'gemara diber Shmuel Tana, Shalosh Panim, because of the Torah, Losavash, Lubichalivim, all this with the Muhammad, Estachila, Echel Sahanov, Echel Sabishal. Fine, that's what we already said. Reish Lokish Amar, another source for the prohibition of Basar B'Cholov, Minayin Losar B'Cholov, Shasu Achil, Tamalomar, Al Tochlu Mimenu, by Carbon Pesach. Don't eat the Carbon Pesach partially roasted. Uvashel Muvushol. Ma tamalama mivushol. Now the question: why by carbon pesach is there repetition of vashel mivushol? Loyma lecha yesh lecha bishul acher shehu kizesh asa beachila ve'ezohu basa b'chalav. An amazing Gemara. The makar for basa b'chalav comes from carbon pesach. By carbon pesach, it says you're not allowed to eat the carbon pesach cooked. You can't eat it cooked. It has to be roasted. So there's an extra word, uvashel mevushol b'mayim. From the extra word we derive, it's a drasha. So it's like the halacha l'mosh mesinai. There's another bishul that also may not be done. Meat and milk may not be done. What is the significance of that? That's obviously, that's in the world of machshava. The significance of the makar basar chalav comes from karban pesach. Next answer, number three, the third source. Rav Ashi Omar, minayin lo basar chalav b'shosu b'yosu b'achil shem lo soichal kol to'eva. An abomination. Kol shetu afti l'chol klama, kol shasati l'chol l'tavo u l'srachik mimenu, harei hu bebal toichal, u basar b'cholav haloti afti v'loch l'srachik mibishuloi, shloi l'vashlam yachat. So he's actually saying something very important, because in the passage, as we mentioned, what the Mechaber alluded to, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, do not eat. It says, don't cook. The Mechaber just quoted the most basic drasha, repetition. When the Torah repeats something three times, and we don't know why it repeated, we upgrade. Second reference is, don't. Not only not to cook, you can't eat. Not only can't eat, you can't have hana. But someone who's not happy with that will say, but the Torah still does not say, don't eat. It only says, don't cook. That's why we have a Rav Shlokish. It says, that says, al toichlu mimenu na, don't eat raw, and don't eat it cooked. We have the word eat in reference to cooking. Rav Ashi also, lo toichal kol to eva. Anything which is an abomination. Basar b'cholov is an abomination because Hashem says don't cook it. And now this pasuk says don't eat it. So we have over here a very great advantage in the three drashas. So drash number four is Isi ben Yehuda. Oy me'minan lo basar b'cholov v'shosu b'achila. Nema kar kiyam kodesh atol shem lokecho. Lo yisvashu d'v'chalivimo. V'nema v'anshe kodesh tiyuli. U'basar basar tshifo lo soichelu. Another drasha where it says don't eat. Hayine nema kan ki am kodosh, v'nema lahala an anshe kodesh tihiyuli, ma lahala an isra biachila, k'dosim it says trefa lo sochelu, af kan gai bas b'chol, v'as asotar biachila. It says the word kodosh, by of lo sivashol gedi b'chalev imo, in connection with the anshe kodesh it says ki am kadosh ata lashem lokech lo yisvash l'gedi, and it says the word kadosh by achila, that allows us to extract the word achila and apply it to basar b'chalav. Now because the Rambam, so far we have four different sources for the prohibition of eating. One is just an upgrade, and the other three examples take a word of achila, apply it to basar b'chalav. The chas of Rambam reish perikis milchas machos achus basar b'chalav asar levashto yasal achla minatayra basar b'hana. Now here we come to the new yisoid, the koivrin also. New chiddush. What do you do with it? You make a mistake. Kitchen, something goes wrong in the kitchen, you come home and your children, someone, the maid is cooking. Basa b'chalav. You have in front of you the real deal. So you throw it in the garbage? Do you throw it in the garbage? What do you do with it? Or do you can't sell it. Should you go out to the backyard and bury it? Or should you burn it?
Salvation only?
So you give it away let's see. So it says here, the koivrin also, it says here, Meikir Hadin, you have to bury it. The Ephroi Osir Ke'efer Kol Hanigbar, you have to bury it. Burning is not the Ainir Rishai Lisarfa. Burning is not a solution. Why not? Lefisha Hanisrafim offered mut, because the generally in Shas, whenever you have to burn something, the ash is mutter bahana. The prohibition of Basta B'cholav is so severe that even its ash, its dust, is also bahana. So if you're going to burn it, you're going to have ash. And the ash, maybe someone may derive benefit from that ash. So the only way to make sure that no one derives benefit from it is to bury it. That's how far it goes. That's how, okay, the halacha l'mayis, so what do we do? I don't think people are going out to the backyard. I don't know halacha l'mayis, what you do. No, you cannot give it to a guy because you have time versus no. You're doing him a favor. The ilu hanikbarim efer nasa. Okay, so that's another yisoid. Now, next
you maybe use as fertilizer. That's how I know it.
No, very good, because you should know that's what the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says the reason why Yitari did not want his Bas B'chalav was because in ancient times it was the best fertilizer. I wonder if there are any studies done today, scientific studies, to show that to be correct, is that the ultimate fertilizer is basar b'chalav. You cook meat and milk, and you pour it, and you pour this
organic.
It causes the tree to grow. Tara says, "Don't. I don't want you to do that. This is not what I want you to do."
What if a guy cooks it?
Doesn't matter. You're not allowed to have hanah. If a guy cooks basar b'chalav, you, a Jew, may not derive hanah. That's what it says here. You're not allowed to have hanah. And again, the hanah, the issa hanah, is so severe, that is why it has to be buried. Because burial, there is no pleasure from its dust. If it's burnt, there's no pleasure, there's possibilities. Generally, when you burn something, you are allowed to derive benefit from the dust.
If you have like dog food, and it's...
You're right, dog food is a very big problem. You are on the mark. That's probably one of the main applications. I don't know all the details. We have to look into this. Of dog food, there are a lot of dog foods out there today that are mamish basar b'chalav. Yeah.
But
I can't hear.
Rogue food, like
yeah. Yeah.
Same problem.
It's a very big problem. Yeah.
But you have to determine, first of all,
if it's kosher, right? You have to determine if it's kosher meat, not kosher meat. Even if it's not kosher meat, we're going to see later on. That's going to be a discussion. If it's not kosher meat, even though Mikra didn't, we just came out of Maskana that you can be makel. So there are many different levels of chumras. So we'll come to that later on. So it might be still, according to some, at least also midrabanan. You're right. It is a very problem. This you do hear this discussion every so often about dog food. Dog food. He's saying hamsters, cat food can be a problem. Let's go further. The hodla mefurish. Now next ram. The ram is a new yisoid. Hodla mefurish lahani b'tarei say achilah lahani lo tzvashal basam b'chalav. The ram makes the question. So ramam sham halach beis atam bishom. The loim dim kal v'chaimim mibishol. The ramam says the reason why you don't need going to the first hand thing you don't say explicitly is because the kal v'chaimer. If the Torah means that. Tell you, if you can't even cook it, al achas kama v'kama, you can't eat it. Tafilu bishul b'lo yachil aser. Kol shchan achil b'shitu di aser. V'gemar isa hatam d'lo yuzkar b'tar isa achil. The Gemara said, l'fi shloikin alav afilu shloikin erech hanasin. A new yisoid. This is a very important yisoid. To teach you, if the Torah would only say that you're not allowed to eat, that would trigger a leniency, that you're allowed to derive pleasure as long as it's not kiderech. As long as you want to smear on your body, you want to use an ointment on your body, or you want to go take pills, Okay, basa b'cholov pills. Doctors will tell you basa b'cholov is very healthy, so you can't eat it, but I can swallow it as a pill, right? Or you can ingest it shaloi kiderech achila. Because any time the Torah says achila, that's the general rule. Therefore, the Torah went out of its way not to explicitly say the word achila, to teach us that you're not allowed to derive benefit even shaloi kiderech hanasai. Loi ma shaloi kin alav afilu shaloi kiderech hanasai. V'hu benigur l'shar. This is in contrast l'shaori surin shebetayra she'ein loi kin alein elik derech hanasai. B'nei shalav shalachen kasa lehen yiblosh achila mashma derech achila daf. Now, what about, if that's the case, what about, just in general question, what about kibush, pickling? Pickling is still mutter. If basar and milk have been soaked together, you are allowed to derive benefit. Because the Torah said the only time the isser is triggered is when it has been cooked. Okay, now we come to another hot topic.
What about shear?
What?
A shear.
What do you mean a shear? What do you mean?
A drop?
Bittul b'shishim. That's another. That's taruvis. You touch it and all the taruvis shayot.
You make it shulam.
Yeah, that's taruvis. That's the sug. If you have basa b'cholav, you have a small amount.
Yeah.
You need 60 times the meat to mevatel the drop of milk.
Right.
Yeah, that's those are the most complicated halachas in Yeridea. Taruvis.
Yeah, but unless you say the meat gives a tam.
Right. Yeah, we'll not get a
whole tam. Okay, tam lefgam. All right, that okay, let's go one thing at a time. Now we come to another hot topic, pun intended. Hot topic over here is roasting. Is tzli. Is tzli have the status of bishul? Nechleku b'zeh ha'achroinim. This is a big machlokes ha'achroinim. Again, the bishul is always you have a pot. The fire is not in direct contact with the object. And usually there is water or maybe other liquid. There's a whole shayla if you dafka water for bishul, but the fire is not in direct contact. Tzli is where there is direct contact. So what is the status if you take a piece of kosher meat and some cheese and you make a cheeseburger? Is that an iser deraisa of basar, of bishul, basar b'cholav, it's tzli? So it's a machlekes apois. Everything is always a machlekes. So nechleku b'zeh ha'achroinim ha'prichodash sivkon beis kosav did tzli v'tigun frying. I don't know the difference between, what's the difference between frying and just some oil? Okay, havi b'chlal bishul, that's yes. The asur min ha'torah, it's 100% asur basar b'cholav. V'huadin iroi, nothing. What about pouring? Let's say you pour boiling hot milk. Boiling hot milk you pour upon meat.
Yeah.
Or something cold and something hot.
Right.
As long as the bottom is hot. Tato govar. Avol, so basically he's saying it's also avol. That's what it says in the prechodesh. Avol priatoyar sifkan gimel helul lahalacha detzli loy havei bechlal bishul b'bas b'chol. V'chein kotzav hachaves das sifkan alf. V'ayi minchas Yaakov is b'soilas the mincha lar svarim klal pehei din gimel. The amnam tigun loy havei bechlal frying bechlal bishul v'ein osa b'bas b'chol of kimid rabban. Now what does it mean frying? How do you fry?
Oil.
No water. Okay, so it's in a pot, but it's oil. That was the point. So bishul and pashas means there must be water. There must be water. If there is no water, that's not called bishul. So using oil, that's called tigun. Avalafina, what about baking? Okay, so there's no liquid at all, but an oven, you're not coming in direct contact with the fire. Avalafia. Utsliyesh, and tsliyesh is roasting. Halichal bishul. So you see over here a big machlokes. Now, what about zulas tsli kedar? Pot roast. So pot roast is just fire on the outside of a pot, there's no liquid. To hide it, special because they're below mayim, uvloy shemashke, another form of cooking. Also, loy havi bichlal bishul ela bichlal tigun. That's also called frying. Baram iru bichli rishna havi something deraisa. The cham litzach tzaden. If you pour something hot and something cold, havi derabbanan. If the bottom is cold and the top is hot, that's also not the classic example of cooking. V'chein klisheni. Let's say the liquid is already in a, coming from klisheni. V'cham litzach tzaden havi derabbanan. V'chein hamaram shif mitzal lahakam detikun lavichlal bishul ve'enas behanam mikol makam behefsed meruba. Period. So the bottom line over here is we have introduced here, we have thrown out many besides Bishul, Behesed Merubah, that itself is an achlag. What is called Hefsed Merubah? What's called Hefsed Merubah for a private person is not a Hefsed Merubah for a caterer. Yeah. That's a not
so
for now.
Catering.
That's a different topic. Now you got to go talk to the OU. These are all very complicated channels, and every organization has their own standards, their own rules, set of rules. But the point over here is just to get the gist is there's something called Bishul. That's their ISA. We have introduced a long laundry list of other means of heating up of preparing food, and that includes roasting, it includes pot roast, it includes frying, that includes what else? Pouring from a kli rishon onto something. Then we have it from a kli shady. Then we have a situation where one thing is cold, one thing is hot. If what's hot is in the bottom and what's on top is cold, or vice versa. There are so many different forms of food preparation, and all of these things are off the beaten path, and the bottom line is everything is a machlekes. And when everything is a machlekes, it's good to be machmir, but when it becomes a nafkimina is after the fact. When they call up the rabbi, they say to the rabbi, this is what happened. Do I have to kasher my kitchen? So then you got to know all of the opinions. Because if there are a significant number of linked opinions to rely upon, and especially if you have other factors in the shayla, mitigating factors, so then you have the right to combine, being that half of the poskim say that roasting is not the same as cooking, plus here we have a suffix, was it kosher, not kosher, plus we have another situation, so then many of these things come together to form grounds for leniency, a sniff. This is where you have to have shimush. You have to have shimush from practicing rabbanim who teach you the rules, who teach you what is accepted among the poskim. Generally, you machmir. But since there are mikilim, let's say mikilim, we're not samech on the to be makel, but with another mitigating factor, then you can be makel. When do you do that? When do you not do that? You got to know your rules. You got to really have a lot of experience. Yeah.
We're talking here not for eating. We're talking only with
cooking. What?
With the brown oil.
Different levels. Achila also. Halat said the caterer has nothing else to serve.
You're talking about that is
a... Okay, every situation is different. You're right.
Let's say someone's making kosher food, a caterer for Goyim.
Okay. So you're gonna have hana. You're right. In a chanami, you're correct. That's right. Okay, you're right.
There
can be shilas of eating also.
There's no shilas of vatal and isulah chatchila because there's no isulah chatchila.
Okay. Fine. And you're right.
Microwave.
Oh, so microwave l'chora not. I remember reading or writing. If you go and you cook meat and milk in the microwave, so that's not, that is probably more like I remember reading something, I don't know the answer. I remember reading that it's not. There are many, many grounds to be makel.
Not what?
Microwave. If you put in the microwave a piece of meat, kosher meat, with a piece of chalav yisrael cheese, and you put it in the microwave, and you turn on the microwave to the highest setting for 10 minutes, and then you take out delicious. Ah,
you know,
a piece of glat kosher, base yes of glat.
Separate pieces, or do you put?
You put on top. You put a piece of cheese, on top of a piece of meat.
It's not established, and you cannot eat meat and milk together.
Eating meat and milk together is osur. Osur midrabanan. Osur midrabanan. And therefore, the shayla is
also osur midrabanan.
What?
Bishul is also a spur, but it's only the Hanah that's spur.
No, Bishul is also deraisa. Deraisa. Bishul is also deraisa. If you do it Bishul deraisa, then it becomes also the Hanah midaraisa. If you only do a Bishul midarabon, then it's not also the Hanah. So your shail.
It's always also the Rabbanan.
No, Bishul is deraisa. To cook meat and milk together, it's deraisa. Oh, that's the shaila. So the question is, we've discussed here roasting, pot roast, frying, ham, tzoyin in one type or the other, what about your shaila is, you have a piece of meat and you put a piece of cheese on top of the piece of meat, you put a bowl. You put a piece of meat in a bowl of milk. And you put it into the microwave. And you turn it on. And you press the buttons. Have you done an iser de'oraisa of bishul by pressing the start button? When you press that start button, have you just committed an iser de'oraisa of bishul? Furthermore, what do you do with it? Can you give it as a gift? It's done, it's after the fact. Is it aser b'hana? If this was considered to be an bishul de'oraisa, it's aser b'hana min ha-toira. You have to bury it. Technically speaking, okay, we're not going to bury it, we're throwing the garbage. But if it's not Nisr Deraisa, it's only Midrabanan, then it depends, yeah?
Sunlight,
no. Sunlight, I think that's a favorite show you want. Sunlight, not. Sunlight, it's not cold cooking. Sun is not cold cooking, if I'm not mistaken. So, microwave, so therefore it's not Nisr Deraisa. So therefore, technically, it's the Isr of Hana is relaxed. And therefore, it's not. Let's say some of this now gets mixed into another pot. So you have all these. You have to go many delays. So that's a very tough question. If I remember correctly, that cooking in the microwave is not called bishul. That's not bishul. You can't be mechadish new things that didn't exist in the time of the Torah. Bishul is real fire. This thing, the electricity that creates heat, it's very good. It's very interesting, but it's not cannot be called in the Minat Torah Eish Deraisa.
Now
that means that microwave's also not.
As I was saying, microwave not. I believe, I'm not mistaken. I remember reading that microwave is not in halacha called Bishul Deraisa.
So on Shabbos wouldn't be a Deraisa either.
That's right. It would not be a Deraisa.
You alluded to the idea also that it can trafe up your pots.
Yes. Yes.
Where does that come from? What is that? What's trafing up a pot? What's the problem?
The pot absorbs. The pot anytime you have a liquid, or even a solid, the pot absorbs the flavor. The flavor of basar b'chalav.
Now you're adding something new.
The pot, the mitzis, the pot absorbs the flavor of the object that it's cooking within.
And what's the problem?
So now when you'll cook, now when you'll take that pot and you'll use it to cook something else, yeah. It will expel the flavor of that tarfus that's in the walls and push it into the food.
It falls into what, Hana?
That falls into achila, worse.
That's
it falls into achila. That falls in, that's taruv. That falls into achila. If the food, the new food, will now have the flavor of basar b'chalav.
Mark Shaila is, let's say you're a factory that produces cans. You have canned kosher beef, and you also have condensed cans of condensed milk. And you put in the same, what do you call it, the...
So the cans are getting, absorbing the flavor.
It's a bishul deraisa.
Yes, absolutely.
But if you put into a microwave or a heater, that a smoker, whatever, a heater that has no liquid in it, so the cans could be deraisa, and you're allowed to have a dog.
Okay. I agree.
Leave it outside in the sun.
No, bishul cham is not called bishul. When you cook in the heat of the sun, it's not called the bishul deraisa. Okay, let's finish up one more paragraph. This paragraph is a bit more complex. This is a lamdish sugya of chaylev of chatzi shir. Let's run through this very quickly. Le'isr beis, le'isr bishul. What's this bishul? Hamavashel? Hamavashel, chatzi zayis basar, in yachanim chatzi zayis chaylev. Okay, this is a different sugi. The person cooks. Chaylev is fat. Chaylev is not basar. Nechlik, what is the status when you combine meat, non kosher meat, with non kosher chaylev?
Why do you say it's chaylev?
Maybe it's chaylev.
What?
What's the matter?
Oh, I'm sorry. What am I saying? I'm sorry, Cholov. You're right. I'm all mixed up. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. Milk. Milk. Right.
No. What the color?
You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. Cholov. You're right. Chatsi zayis baso yachadim chatsis amaratzis on my part. Major amaratzis. I don't know why I thought that. I don't know why I thought this. I don't know. Okay, let's see.
Because how do you measure chatsi zayis of cholov? That's
mini cheeseburger.
Okay, let's see. Hamavashel chatsi zayis baso yachadim chatsi zayis cholov. Nechal kubzer rav leib gemara. Rav Malachi v'alachi lesa lefi shakol shakol she'ochal shir sholem iser shal shem echad. So let's say it's very, very small. Not to be chayif ha'achil el basal chov yata v'kezayis. Let's say you have a chatzi zayis, two chatzi zaysim, so it's mitztorev. And there's a chiv malchus. V'ein loike al bishulo, so he holds here, this is the chiddush. You're chayif for eating it, but you're not chayif for cooking it. Lefi she'ein mitztorefim ad she'yehe b'chlal b'chol echad. You have to have at least two kezaisim, a kezais of basar, a kezais of cholov. Next, the Levi Amar loike al achilah soy v'gam al bishulah. He disagrees. He chayif. Poskar Amam kedas Levi. The avshen kezais b'cholecher el mishnem yachad loike al bishulah doesn't make a difference. You're going to be chayif. He's going to be chayif. So if you have a chatzais basar, chatzais cholov, you cook it together. There's a chayif for the bishul and there's a chayif for the achilah. V'chein oichel kezais mishneim me'abasar ve'acholov shnespashtu b'geachad loike al pishahu l'shul loy bishlam. Let's say you eat. They will cook together, and you eat one kezayis mishneim me'abasar ve'acholov shnespashtu b'keachad loike al pishahu loy. Even though you did, if someone else didn't, you eat it. You also gonna be chayef. In next halacha. Let's say a person, he sells basa b'cholov and he gets money, and then he takes that money, which is osur b'hana, and he uses it to get married. What a way to start off a marriage. So the rule is, it's a good marriage. Basar b'cholov itself is zasa b'hana, but once already the basa b'chov has been transferred to money, to cash, the issue does not continue, and therefore the money is considered a separate entity, and therefore the money is good for marriage. Does a person get hamalkis for having pleasure? Another halacha person, the person is warned, do not derive pleasure. It's a machlokes, because a place called Das Rambam, they in the lake, they have mishta lemelech, so that like you do get malkis. So I know, primogod, and psich shnistabek, ichatsi shir bebishul of hanah asam in the Torah, is the hanah of chatsi shir bebishul of hanah asam in the Torah, that's general machlokes, is chatsi shir asur min ha Torah. The yavshar, the adavar told machlokes, a place can be like al hanah, do you get malkis for hanah, vahim del das. According to the Rambam, that says that a person does not get malchus for having pleasure. You're not allowed to derive pleasure from basar b'cholov. If a person... No, that's not a shabbos. That's where you've transferred it into cash. But let's say you take basar b'cholov and you smear on your body. Let's say that the dye, let's say the sun is some type of ointment that you can make with basar b'cholov, and you take basar b'cholov and you smear it on your body. Does a person receive malchus and he's warned, do not do this? Can Bezdin administer malchus? That's a machlekes apayiskin. Is achila for sure you get malchus? Bishul for sure you get malchus. But hana. Even though it appears to me that it's part of the big three averos, it's a machlokes ha'poiskim. Does a person get malchus for deriving pleasure from basar b'cholov? So here, now he's going a step further. What about a person that's a chatzi of chatzi zayis? So it depends. So that's a Rambam shein loike al hana tzoch lemer devadi liniser gam chatzi shir osos b'hana min haTorah. According to the Rambam, you're not going to get, you can't, you're not going to be chayiv either. Aval l'shidus ha'poiskim deloike al hana, you are going to get malchus al hana tzoch lemer. Maybe you need at least a kezayis. Without the basar b'cholov, hadesa b'hana. Okay, there he goes on to the last topic. Karvinos, you have to bury it. The imsarfoy gam efar. Also, it's going back to what we said before. It's asur b'hana min atayra. Basar b'nix halacha. Basar b'cholov shnispashlo b'nifrat. Kol echad b'sir luchod. New halacha, new leniency. If you cook milk in one pot, and then you cook meat in another pot, and now you put them together. You're not allowed to say, oh, ain bishul achar bishul. No, you're not allowed to do that. The ain bezeh ain bishul achar bishul. The davka lein Shabbos amrin kain. Achein in kvar nespashul yachad v'reitza achar kach l'vashem shenis ayin epivagadim l'kamon. Okay, so therefore, he's saying, if he's not telling you v'chay malchus, I don't know what he's saying, but if there's no question, you're not allowed to go take this rule of ain bishul achar bishul is a Shabbos halacha. But when it comes to basim b'chol, of you are under no condition allowed to go take two things that have been cooked previously and cook it together. Well, you see, with milk, because the person will argue today you should never be chayb as manazeh for cooking milk, because milk even has been pasteurized.
Right.
And if it's been pasteurized, it's been already cooked. So, ain bishul, achar bishul. So if I go and I make basa b'cholov today, you'll argue there's not shaykh to be chayb as manazeh b'deraisa basa b'cholov. So he seems to be saying that's not correct. No, that's midrabban. Midrabban Torah applies to liquids as well. That's the midrabbanon. You're not allowed on Shabbos to warm up a liquid. You're not allowed on Shabbos to reheat to a boiling point a liquid. That's only midrabban. Midrais, if the liquid already has been cooked 100% and cooled down to being lukewarm, your midrais, there's no chiyuv for heating it up again. So he's saying a chiddush doesn't make a difference. Now here's the thing. Let's say you have a basa b'chalav, it already has been cooked once, a piece of meat that already has been cooked in milk, and now you want to recook it. So, is there in this situation a this deraisa of basar b'chalav once already it has been done? Ochein and kvar nispashli yachad v'roitza achar kach levashlam shenis. I am regarding mekamon simin kofei b'mishpitzoy zahav sevkan beish niru loy lechoira lahatir. That is mutter. When we call makayim sim tzarchim ledina, if a piece of meat, if you have a piece of meat already that has been cooked in milk, a piece of meat was put in a pot of milk and you cooked
it's
it.
Practical, if you have a frank which has already been cooked and you put it into a sauce, a cheese sauce which has also been pasteurized, you're talking bishulacha bishulacha.
No, but that's a new cheese. You put it into water. If you have a piece of meat that has been cooked, in milk, and now it's fully cooked. And now it cools down, it's lukewarm. If you turn the flame on again, you recook the same exact ingredients. So this is another suffix ledina.
You didn't accomplish anything anymore.
Because it's already been done, it's already been cooked. In this case, we will say in bishul achar bishul. The only time we say in bishul achar bishul, when you have two things, this has been cooked here, this has been cooked here, and now I want to bring them together for the very first time, that is definitely also. But when it already has been cooked once, and now you want to recook it, so this he is explaining is machlekes sapaiskim. Okay, we will stop here.